بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون صدق الله العظيم My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, we are all on a journey. Our destination is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the pleasure of Allah, the love of Allah, and Jannah. This is our destination. So we are all moving on this journey. And this is the path that will lead us now to the pleasure of Allah. Allah's happiness. Allah being pleased with us. Allah's loving us. And ultimately giving us that paradise that He has prepared. We have been exhorted to make the following dua. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ridaka wal jannah. وَنَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ سَخَتِكَ وَالنَّارِ Wallah, we ask you for what? رِضَاكَ Your pleasure. وَالْجَنَّةِ and Jannah. So obviously if Allah is pleased with us, then He will grant us Jannah. So the destination is Allah, meaning the love of Allah, the pleasure of Allah, and the Jannah that Allah has prepared. So Allah has, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us this dua. Make dua, O Allah, we ask you for your pleasure and Jannah. And Allah, we seek protection from your displeasure and from Jahannam. If Allah becomes displeased with us, then He puts us into Jahannam. Allah save us. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. So this journey is towards Allah's pleasure, what we are seeking. And if we don't go on this journey or reach our destination, the correct destination and goal, then we are moving towards that path where Allah Ta'ala becomes displeased with us. What is this pathway? So we have understood that our destination is Allah, the love of Allah, the pleasure of Allah, and Jannah. This is our destination. This is our goal. Now on this journey, we have to have a road. So do you think this road that will lead us to Allah's happiness and Allah becoming pleased with us and Allah giving us Jannah, will that be the road wherein a person just follows his own desires, his whims, his fancies? Will it be a road where he follows the footsteps of Shaitan and the teachings and promptings of Shaitan? Will it be a road of just music and entertainment, eating haram, intermingling with the opposite sex, which is totally haram, indulging in all those things that will make a person feel miserable in this world, a morbid life, a filthy life, an immoral life, a life of zina, riba, cheating, deceiving, lying, hurting people. Do you think this is the road that will give us the pleasure of Allah and the Jannah? No. The only road that will take us towards the pleasure of Allah, the happiness of Allah, and the Jannah, that is the Shari'at that has been laid down by Allah and taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What is the Sharia? Simple. There are do's and there are don'ts. Allah has instructed us to do certain things, and Allah has forbidden us from certain things. So there are do's and don'ts, which are the ahkamat, the laws, and which we term as sharia. The shariat of Islam, this deen that we are treading, this is the road shown to us by our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the pathway that takes us to that destination, to the pleasure of Allah, and to that Jannah. So we know the road, and we know the destination. In reality, this journey has already begun. So that we are now intending to go on this journey. The moment we came into this world, or the moment we became baligh, we are already moving now following the Shariat of Allah, that is the pathway towards that goal that we want to reach and the destination. So the journey has begun. But if we are going to be idle, sitting in the car, you're just idling. You're not moving forward. And you're going to procrastinate. Because any journey has a time. If I'm flying from here to Dubai or I'm going to Jeddah, there is a time. Person takes off and says so many hours he reaches his destination. Sometimes there's a connecting flight. So everything is worked out. There's no delays. Then everything works perfect. But if there are delays, then the connecting flight he misses. And we know what happens. So if a person is going to procrastinate, he refuses to take a step forward and move in this on this pathway, then the time that he has is going to expire. His journey will come to an end and he would not have reached his ultimate destination, and that is the pleasure of Allah and the Jannah. So because he procrastinated, now one may ask, what is his time limit on this journey towards Allah in this world? Each person has a different time limit. You do not know what will be my lifespan. I do not know what is your lifespan. I do not know what time you have been allotted in this world on your journey towards Allah. Neither do you know what is my lifespan, my time limit. So because we do not know the time limit, we cannot delay that after the flight now is almost taking off. Now we hasten and you rush to the airport. Counters are closed. And you are refused. You say, sorry, the counters are closed. And the plane has taken off. So before maut comes to us, and when maut is going to come to us, none of us knows. And that is why our mashayikh keep on telling us that to take us out from this negligence and ghaflat and procrastination, we are in this car and we are moving on this journey. So if we're just going to be idle, we're not going forward. And as said, it's the time. But because we do not know this time limit, we have to now remove ourselves from this life of ghaflat and negligence. And last week I mentioned, how does one come out of this ghaflat? By remembering maut quite often. Because maut will give us a jolt, the remembrance of maut. The remembrance of maut. When we carry a janaza, then this should come to our mind, that today I am carrying this person's janaza, perhaps the next janaza is mine that others will be carrying. This should dawn upon us. The purpose of going to the qabrastan, one of the purposes is to dhakirukum al-akhirah. It will remind you that by this, like how this man's journey came to an end, your journey will also come to an end. It's a matter of time. And that lifespan, nobody knows how much of life he's got in this world. So when a person will frequently remember maut, now he'll realize that I do not know when I'm going to die, when I'm going to pass away. Therefore, let me hasten and move on this journey. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned it so beautifully. He says, "Man khafa adlaja, wa man adlaja balagha al-manzil." Whoever fears that he may not make it in time to reach his destination, especially in that time where people would travel in the evening and at night because of the summer and the heat in those Arabian deserts and countries. So during the day, even now also we find during the day when it's peak summer, they can't do much work outdoors, people are all indoors. But you find that there is a hustle and bustle in the evening and the night, the shops are open because now it's cooler. So a person at that time when he needs to go on a journey, then he would leave in the evening. And Rasulullah says, man khafa, that person who fears now that he has to travel at night, but he fears some enemy, some animal, somebody is going to assault him, attack him, he will leave in the early part of the evening. He won't delay, he won't wait for after Isha or 10 o'clock in the night or 12 o'clock in the night. Emergency, something else. But he needs to reach his destination. Our times we leave early in the morning. So by Zuhr I'm already there. So man khafa, whoever fears that he will not make it in time, and he won't reach his destination, or he may fear that some there may be some impediment, some obstacle, somebody may attack him. So he will leave in the early hours of the evening so that he may reach before it becomes very, very dark. Man khafa adlaja. The word adlaja in Arabic means that a person leaves, sets out on a journey in the early parts of the evening. وَمَنْ أَدْلَجَ Whoever does so, بَلَغَ الْمَنْزِلِ He will reach his destination. أَلَا إِنَّ سِلْعَةَ اللَّهِ غَالِيَةٌ Rasulullah says, this merchandise that we want to acquire, and that is the pleasure of Allah, the love of Allah, and the Jannah which Allah has prepared, the Jannah. This merchandise that we are purchasing from Allah, we are giving our souls, our bodies, our time, our lives, in the obedience of Allah on this journey, there are do's and don'ts. And in exchange of this, Allah is giving us Jannah. This Jannah is not a cheap commodity. Rasulullah said it is ghaliya, extremely expensive. Ala inna sil'atallahi al-Jannah. And this merchandise that we are purchasing, this commodity, it is Jannah. So for this expensive journey, for this expensive Jannah, we are moving on this journey and we cannot procrastinate. As I said, the journey has already begun. There are many people who have moved very far ahead of us. We should not lag behind. Because if we're going to lag behind, we will not reach this journey. Don't become beguiled with the glitter and the glamour of this world. As we find technology, this advancement, every day some new gadgetry is coming up. And even the speed of the things that work has increased tremendously. Computers, whatever it is, software, hardware, the different types of transport that we have. Previously, it will take us so long to reach a destination. Now, within hours, you're already there. And soon, even faster, even at home, the appliances we have. We have the washing machine, dishwasher, and so many other equipment and appliances at work in our factories. What used to take months now can take quicker, within weeks or few days it is ready. So these appliances, the advancement of technology and things like that will make us forget, because we will become so preoccupied with all these things, it will make us forget that there is a day that when moth will strike and we have to leave this world. We just become beguiled. We go into a deception, a delusion. We completely forget. And the poet says it so well, it is actually autumn in the guise of spring. Don't become beguiled with autumn that has come in the guise of spring. In reality, it is autumn. It is not spring. It looks very nice and lush and rosy. But when a person really goes in and he realizes it is autumn. So this dunya will look very beautiful, decorative, attractive. And with all the advancement, all the things that we have in our disposal, we tend to forget that now we are going to also leave this world. We think others are going, others have passed away, and generally the tendency is to feel that he was old. Oh, yeah, he lived for such a long time. He had a good life in this world, and now it was expected that he will pass away, not realizing that it is also expected that you and I, we will also leave this world, and it can happen at any time. Therefore, respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters, we are on this journey. The journey has begun already. There is no way that we can turn back. We have to move forward. But the path that we have to choose is the path which is pure and that will lead us to the pleasure of Allah, not an impure path and a filthy and morbid, immoral path, because that will take us to the displeasure of Allah. Do the do's which Allah said. And don't do the don'ts Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want us to do. Don't do those things. Allah does not want us to indulge in haram. If we have fallen into the trap, immediately tawbah, istighfar, sincere tawbah, sincere istighfar, and remind yourself of maut, that maut can strike at any time. Do not become beguiled and deceived by the glitter and glamour of this world. Go on this journey. Do not procrastinate. Many others have passed and finished their journey. Many have been successful and many have become unsuccessful. Allah forbid we must not become amongst those who are unsuccessful. Allah make all of us amongst those who are successful. Allah Ta'ala grant us an ease and make this journey not just only easy, but enjoyable, enjoyable. A person in his life, he has occasions when he is doing some obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Perhaps he went for Umrah. And years later also, he will think of that Umrah he had and how he went to the Multazam and how he held the Khilaf of the Kaaba over the Multazam. He cried his heart out. And the enjoyment he got, he will keep on getting every time he is reminded of it and he talks to his friends about it. It may have been an experience years ago. But he will enjoy that those moments again. When a person obeys Allah. But in masiyat and sin, you'll only get enjoyment for that particular time. You'll never enjoy the enjoyment of the sin that you did now, couple years later. The enjoyment a person had of some sin, he committed years ago, it's forgotten, it was only for those few moments. When you talk about that, you don't even feel nice about talking about that sin. In fact, we shouldn't talk about that sin. But if a person has to talk about that, he doesn't want to talk about it, he gets zero enjoyment. When you took the name of Allah, or when you saw the Kaaba, and those tears just rolled down your cheeks, or you stood before the Rawdah Mubarak, or you opened one day the Quran, and you was reading, and you was enjoying, or one day in Sajda, you were crying, and those moments of enjoyment that you had, it's a lifelong feeling that you get each time you think of that obedience of Allah. This is what Allah has kept in His ta'at. So in the masiyat of Allah, there's zero enjoyment, only enjoyment for those few seconds, and afterwards it's only misery. But in the obedience of Allah, there's only happiness and enjoyment. Allah Ta'ala grant all of us that sweetness of iman and the enjoyment of the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Inside the Sharif. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu, laka shukru kulluhu, la nuhsi thana'an alayk, anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad al-Mubarik wa sallim. Rabbi ighfir warhamhu anta khairur rahimin. Ya Allah, mali gunaakum ma'af farma, mali khataakum ma'af farma. Ya Allah, forgive us completely, my Allah. Ya Allah, this journey towards you, Allah, make it be easy for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, keep us on sirat al-mustaqim, my Allah. Make us reach our destination with ease, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us become, ya Allah, such that we follow the footsteps of shaitan and we are misled and we go astray, my Allah. Allah, make us be hadin mahdiyin, ya Allah. Allah, make us be such that we are on hidayat, my Allah. And we become means of other people getting hidayat, ya Allah. Don't make us go astray. Don't make us lead others astray. Ya Allah, forgive us for every single sin we committed, my Allah. Major sins, minor sins, knowingly, unknowingly. The darkness of the night, broad daylight, in public, in privacy, wherever we committed those gunas, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Give us a tawfiq, ya Allah, and the himmah to refrain from all type of gunas and ma'asiyat. Polish and cleanse and purify our hearts, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us true zakirin, shakirin. Ya Allah, grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, yada. Give us the sweetness of iman, the sweetness of ibadah, sweetness of sajda, sweetness of begging from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, become pleased with us. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ridaaka wal jannah wa na'udhu bika min sakhatika wal nar. Ya Allah, protect us from the shar of the shirir, fitna of the fitteen, hasr of the hasirin, zulm of the zalimeen. Ya Allah, make us, ya Allah, your friends, ya Allah, you become ours, my Allah. Make us become naik and salih. Ya Allah, make us have a good akhlaq, my Allah, the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make us become beacons of hidayat, ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, protect the Muslims, Ya Allah, wherever they are, Ya Allah. Grant them afiyat and hifazat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are gone for hajj and those going for hajj, Ya Allah, the hujjaj kiram, grant them a hajj mabrur and maqbool, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept the tawbah, accept the istighfar, accept the du'as, my Allah. And all those who have not gone for hajjis yet, and hajj is compulsory, my Allah, create the means for them to make the hajj as quick as possible, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us barakat in our rozi, my Allah. Give us halal in tayyib, Ya Allah. Remove us from all deaths that we have, Ya Allah. And all difficulties that we are experiencing, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have raised our hands, only knocking at your door, begging from you, my Allah. Whatever hajat we have, fulfill our hajat, Ya Allah. Remove our difficulties, my Allah. Remove our problems, my Allah. Allah, so many people are not well, my Allah. Grant each one shifai kamil, hajil, mustaqir, da'im, my Allah. Especially those who have got cancer and other ailments, my Allah. Ya Allah, and all the marhumeen, especially our family and friends, Ya Allah. Grant them jannatul firdaus, Ya Allah. Remove them from any azab of qabr, my Allah. Make them maghfirat, my Allah. Grant the family sabri jameel. Give us maut on iman, maut in Madina Sharif. Grant us burial in jannatul baqi. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The holy course of water from Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mubarak hands. Ya Allah, make us enter jannat without any reckoning, Ya Allah. Allah, protect all of us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes, our children, our grandchildren, our progeny. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all those who have requested duas, answer their jais, murads, my Allah. Ya Allah, those of us who are listening to this program and we have raised our hands now, you are well aware of all our desires that we have, our hajat, our needs. اللهم كاشف الغم مفرج الهم مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك يا الله grant us إخلاص المقبولية عازلين غائبين سبك دعاء قبول فرما ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتوب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين إن شاء الله this Saturday after Zuhr Salat on Saturday after Zuhr Salat will be a program of Hazrat Mullah Abdul Hamid Sahab إن شاء الله those brothers who can make it should try and make it for this program إن شاء الله